Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations, but they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
You're listening to Kentuckiana's ESPN 680, WHBE Newburgh, and 105.7 WHBE FM Eminence Frankfort.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
It slapped me across the face, Crane.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
There you go. Katie George this here, Louisville's finest.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
In about 25 minutes, you are not going to want to miss this. We are going to have our trivia segment, and we are going to have a very, very, very special guest trivia person today.
Katie George.
No. That's pretty random. No, it's not Katie George. But she is doing great things with the ACC Network.
She certainly is, yeah.
She is.
There you go, Jack Grossman. That's how you cut it open. It's just an excuse for us to play Billy Reid sound.
Absolutely.
That's all that it is. It's just an excuse for Billy Reid. Hey, it's a Wednesday. It's 3:02, so you know it's time for The Take. It's right here on ESPN 680, 105.7 ESPN, Louisville.com. We got you for the next 1, 2, 3 hours up until 6 o'clock. We have ACC Media Days. We got your boy, who interview was it? Just Diener. Interviewing your boy, Vince Tyre. We have U of L vaccination numbers. We have Jim Phillips, who sounds like Tommy Carchetti off The Wire. We have him talking today. A couple interesting tidbits. And we have you. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. Also, we have Jack Grossman. Hello, Jack. Play your sounder. Go ahead.
Hello, ladies.
I thought for a second you didn't have your sounder ready, but you do. I am at the home studio today on this Wednesday, so I don't see the beautiful smiling face of one Jack Grossman, but I know he's smiling because the Reds are down 7-0 right now, Jack. I know that makes you happy.
Going to be 1-5 since the All-Star break.
By the way,
for the contenders.
You sound terrible. So I'm worried about you. You have your big hot dog eating contest tonight, and you sound bad.
Do I?
Oh, yeah, you sound bad. Yeah, you really do. You sound like your nose is clogged up. That's how. Yeah. That's what you sound like.
It is.
Okay. Well, you sound bad then. You know how that sounds if that happens to somebody. You know they don't sound right.
Right.
So anyway, are you excited for your big contest tonight?
I am amped and hyped. I am
You're
ready to go.
Hyped. Okay.
I am ready to go.
As we go in the 4 o'clock hour, I want to break down exactly how you prepped for tonight's big festivities. And I mean, you guys still have a gas bag softball game tonight, too.
Yeah, we'll not be playing in that
tonight.
Okay,
yeah. I didn't think that was going to be the case. No. That team is done. So, last place.
We
congrats.
Won last week.
And because of the forfeit this week, you will be in last place, is what I was told. So, that's what my sources have told me. Okay, so there are a number of things today that we can get to. Cam Teague, who is there in Charlotte, a part of ACC Media Days, he had the piece about Vince Tyre that came out maybe, what, about an hour or so ago, reiterating number 18, excuse me, many of the things that we heard this morning. Vince Tyre talking with Drew Diener about, well, not only building statues in Wes Unsell, they went to Russ Smith conversation, which was interesting. Name, image, and likeness. The early returns on that, the Louisville football team, the relationship with Scott Satterfield, expectations, and everything else. So I want to get to that. We will get to that with Cam Teague and much more at 3:50, and then we'll move up. And I'll just tell you, I'm off tomorrow and Friday. We got your boy Biggest Biscuit, David Skull, Jack Grossman, 3Y talking Louisville football the next 2 days. I gotta take days. I've taken like 3 days all year, and I'm dead, and it's August, and I'm not going to do anything. Catch me at the casino. I'm kidding. So anyway, we'll have Rick Bozich today at 5 o'clock because, you know, I don't know, does Ethan Moore? That would have been funny, right, Jack? Ethan Moore, didn't he crush our guy Bozich over the article?
Yeah, Ethan would have sat there asking, why didn't you get the other side, right?
Yeah, that actually probably would have been good radio. So 437-968 is the UPS Jobs text line. If you want to get in on anything today, Texas says, geez, Grossman has the Rona variant.
I can smell. Hmm. Yeah, and
Texas says Louisville may be 85% vaccinated, but there's still 100% poo water. Texas says at 12:36, Bobby V said, put it in your mouth. There you go, Jack. There's a mark for you. Two things off the top. Okay, and both of these would be my early leads for things as we've talked so much about the SEC, ACC media days upon us, okay? And we can get to, I know Nick Valvano put some Dabo sound in there. We can get to all of that if we want to. We know it's going to carry on tomorrow. Scott Satterfield and company will talk at noon tomorrow. We'll have it right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. I think those slots, if you will, are every bit of 30 minutes. So there's going to be quite a few questions out to Scott Satterfield. I think there's two things that there's one thing that stuck out today as a reaction, and then there's one thing that I think a sizable portion of our listeners are going to say, Andy, are you really going to do this topic? And here's what I mean. This week with SEC, is Big Ten next week, by the way, Jack?
No, Big Ten starts tomorrow.
Okay. So, you know what? I didn't. Okay, so there you go. Well, you need a Big Ten reaction.
Tom Allen speaks on Friday.
There we go.
Biscuit and Ethan will love when I just barrel through the show on Friday with Tom Allen.
What time does he talk? Do you have any idea?
I'll have to look at the schedule.
Look at the schedule, and we should play a joke on Pratt and Issel that they have to take Tom Allen live. We'll do that for Friday. Find out what the time.
Kevin Warren is at 10:45 tomorrow.
There you go. Let's take it live. Well, remember Kevin Warren? That was a big deal a year ago. Warren at a press conference. We stopped everything. We took it live. It was a big deal when the Big Ten wasn't playing. And now it's like, hey, Kevin Warren's at 10:45.
Tom Allen on Friday, 11:45 to noon.
Oh, you got it. That's it. That's Pratt and Issel, baby.
We
got
to do it.
There you go. You got to do it. Let's go. Let's go.
I can Nathan see Dan now. It. No one cares about Tom Allen around here. Yeah, but
maybe anywhere. Maybe wrong. In Bloomington. Maybe even in Bloomington. But there's two things. I think number one for me, and I'm going to ask Cam Teague this at 3:50, and this would be to preview today. This is the preview. This is the expectation. We got into it the last couple days, Jack Grossman. We got into what are the expectations, because that's what SEC Media Days does for me. The coaches rarely say something interesting. We know Dabo's against whatever he's against, and we understand, Stoops say anything interesting yesterday? I don't know, maybe a couple things, okay? And that is, to me, is the biggest question, because it was a nice part of Diener's conversation today with Vince Tyre. And it was part of the conversation with Cam Teague's article about 2 hours ago or so in the CJ. And that is, Scott Satterfield. like the relationship with Tyree, the flirtations with South Carolina, the underachievement of last year. Is he coaching for, you know, is this a prove it year? Is it a make it or break it type year? All of those things, all of those narratives that are out there, is that the number one story out there right now for U of L? And I would ask you that, Jack, and I would ask Louisville fans that question as I ponder. Now, sometimes your boy on here ponders, and sometimes I truly do not know what I think. I don't know what the fan base or fan bases think. In this instance, though, I do have a rather strong opinion that I don't think Scott Satterfield, relationship with Vince Tyree, or, like, to me, that's not the biggest story. I think in this instance, it is going to be clear in a couple years whether Scott Satterfield is cut out for the job or not cut out for the job. And I don't see Vince Tyree as being just so addicted to having to be right that he's going to be wrong. Does that make sense? And I thought Tom Jurich got into that. I understand it's one of the lead narratives with Louisville football this year, but I would offer this. And I have asked this question many different times, okay? And it's this. What is Louisville, and this is a very lock-like take, okay? What is Louisville tomorrow? What are they, you know, tomorrow in Charlotte at ACC Media Days? What are they going to be selling? What do you want them to be selling? But what are they going to sell? And Jack, I think that to me is the most interesting thing right now. Listen, Scott Satterfield's the coach. His relationship with Vince Tyree is fine. That's whatever. If he wins, those guys don't have to talk. If he loses, eventually we know how that's going to look. I want to move away from that. What is Louisville? What is the narrative this year? Yesterday, we had Pete Futek. We'll get to that sound here in a second. Yesterday, we had Pete Futek on from College Football News. And his take was, I don't want to say dismissal. He wasn't dismissing U of L. He wasn't being mean and nasty. He was talking about you like, yeah, go win six games and, you know, become a bowl team. And, you know, in a couple years when the college football playoff continues, or expands, you know, maybe then you'll be, you know, third, fourth, whatever it may be in the ACC, and you'll have a chance. And I you know, that's why I followed up. I was like, well, Louisville fans sure don't feel that way. But then I sit back today, getting ready for today's show, thinking about how Louisville's going to be talking at the podium tomorrow and how Scott Satterfield, how he was a hot candidate, what happened last year, some of the, it's been a lot of positive. He's answered a lot of positives, turning the culture over. Year number one was about culture. Year number one, we knew what it was about, flipping things around. Year number two was the COVID year. Now, that's not making an excuse. Listen, we have bashed on this show Kentucky football for thinking there's something that they're not. And I can just look back to last year. There are circumstances. Louisville, I can look to them last year, although their schedule got easier in a couple places. I can look to last year. We know it's not good enough. There are some reasons you expect some sort of a bounce back. Like, I don't know. This is not a rebuild for U of L. Is it a retooling? Is that sellable? Is 6-6? This is what we talked about yesterday, Grossman. 6-6 could be viewed as a crap year. It could be viewed as, hey, there's a bunch of young weapons, and these guys have not played. They were behind Dez. They were behind Tutu. They were behind Javian Hawkins. Fill in the blank, right? They haven't played. And that would be valid. Now, there's a bunch of guys on this team defensively, now offensive line, Malik Cunningham, that have not only played, they have played a ton, okay? And so that, to me, like, I don't know. I feel like Louisville's going to have a good offense, but I don't know if... I don't know if it's going to be seen as one of the best offenses. And last year negated everything by turning the football over, right? I don't necessarily think they're selling Malik, even while he is at ACC Media Days. But we're not talking about Malik Cunningham being one of the top quarterbacks in the country. Been a nice quarterback. The conversation on Twitter was today, is he more valued nationally than locally? And that very well may be the case. I don't know. But they're not out there. It's not selling that you're going to have one of the best offenses, even though it might be a good offense. It's not totally selling the quarterback. We know what it looks like around here when a quarterback is sold, right? And you don't feel like that's the case. I think the defense is going to be much better the last couple years, systematically building. Like, we know they're a running football team. We know Keytrell Clark's a badass. Like, you understand what I'm saying? But, like, what? Like, Kentucky is trying to sell that they are taking this next big step in the SEC, that it's not same old Kentucky, that it's not about being disrespected. That was part of the conversation yesterday. Kentucky, the SEC Media Days, has thus far not been been crapped on. Now, at the end, if they put them down there with Vanderbilt and maybe ahead of South Carolina, I'm sure Kentucky will feel differently. But that's what Kentucky's selling. They're selling a new offense. Right? Those are the things that they're selling. I don't know exactly where Louisville is with that. And I'm not even saying that as a bad thing, but to me, that's the number one question. Listen, Scott Satterfield and Vince Tyree can have any relationship they have. We understand that it comes down to winning and losing, and that's about it, and contracts, those sorts of things. But what is the conversation? What is the discussion? What is the sell job right now that Louisville football is going to be this? This is the mission. It's not getting better. Like, I don't want to hear, and NFL teams do this, I don't want to hear about how the team's closer. I don't, and Kentucky basketball is going to give us a bleep load, Grossman, of that this year. And I don't care. I'm saying,
sure we'll get it from Louisville
field,
football too.
Again, the culture thing, that was 2 years ago. And last year was the COVID year. Is this year a retooling? Is it to build on something else? Is there, like, you know, you understand the question that I'm asking. It's not a rebuild, but 6-6 doesn't feel like you accomplished much. And so that's the conversation right now. I am interested in what Scott Satterfield will sell as the number one and two things to get Louisville football back on the map.
I feel like, honestly,
sound bad, brother. Oof.
I think part of it might be the
oof.
Mic.
Oof. Well, the mic's not good, but oof. Oof. Oh, man.
It's actually a lot better than it was.
I got okay? Did Nick Valvano make you sick? Like, I'm worried you have the Delta variant. I'm not kidding. Your face was red this morning. You know that, right?
Was
your face? Yes, your face looked like the Cincinnati Reds uniforms.
It's quite literally just a stuffy nose. I took some cold medicine. I'm feeling a lot better than I did earlier. It's literally just a stuffy nose. That's all I have.
All right.
Yeah, but anyways, it's really just, haven't we been sold on the defense all summer about how it's going to be a top 25 defense and how
yeah,
the defensive
but is that enough
going
to
be great?
But is that enough to carry them? Yeah, but they're not selling.
I don't think they're selling the defense, right?
They're not really like selling the defense.
I feel like the narrative's been though that the defense is going to be better than the offense, which is vastly different than what we've talked about for 2+ years.
So is the defense going to be better than the offense? I don't know. By the way, who's the big tall guy on the Reds? He's up right now.
Aquino?
Is it Aquino? Aquino? What's his name?
Aristides Aquino.
Yeah, he was good, last year? Sorry, I had the game on in front of me.
I think it was 2019 he was good.
Was it 2019? Yeah. And then he hasn't done anything since that month, right?
Correct. Okay,
that's what I thought. I didn't know he was still in the majors, but he wasn't with the bats because I figured I would have known if he was with the bats.
Yeah, he hit something like 40 homers with the bats in 2019, and the bats were still really bad.
Thank you, Ethan Moore.
Yeah.
Texas says, sounds like Crean has a hot dog in his throat right now. Texas says, where's Donkey Lips? Did he die? No, he just went on vacation. Did you notice Strebel Did you notice Strebel was tweeting last night a little bit? Did you notice that? Big Rig took a couple days where he was kind of in the shadows, and then he couldn't stop himself.
Yeah, it's like a drug, man. He couldn't stay off.
It absolutely is. It's exactly what it was. Texas says, top 25 defense. Who said that? Well, I don't know if it was top 25. I feel like the defense is being sold that it's going to be much better, but I don't think it's going to be a defense where it's like, okay, Louisville can go out like Charlie Strong and beat a team 17-13, right? It's not going to be that. Louisville's still going to have to win games. I mean, you would imagine, what, 35-24, you know, 35-27, something like that. That's at least how I see it. Not every team, not Syracuse. Not Syracuse. 437-9680. Let's see here. Oh, Texer says... I'm not going to read any more puberty ones. Stop it. Grossman's just got it. He's got something in his throat.
Actually.
this the Texas Grossman says, has Strebel already passed out drunk for the day?
Yeah.
Texas says, is Strebel one of the fat guys that only goes north for vacation? Man, I don't think it's every time, but I think 8 out of 10 times, 9 out of 10 times, Strebel's going north. I do. That's the read of the situation this year with me. That's just the read. Texas says, hey, did Mitch cry after the Cubs scored 6 runs in the 9th to beat his Cardinals last night?
Probably.
Was he at the game? I think he was he not?
I know he was there on Monday. I hope he was there last night.
Texas says, are we going to talk about Jordan Warwick carrying the Bucks to a title? Yeah, we'll get into that. I did stay up and watch the game, and I was rooting for the Suns. Is it okay if I just say I like Giannis Grossman? He flipped me this series.
Giannis is fun.
There it is. He flipped me this series. There you go. Texas says Jordan Warren now has as many championships as any Kentucky alumni, spelled Kentucky alumni. With that, let's take a break. On the other end, Jim Phillips wants to elevate ACC football. What does he mean?
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
So that's a pretty decent thing to do. So I give the company credit for doing that. Yeah, so anyway. All right. All right, we'll do it on the other side. So take a break, come back. ESPN 680, 105.7. Do you have... Oh, hold on. Don't come back. My phone just died.
Gotta
get a charger.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Yes. That is Nick leaving Bob's mic open. That's what happened today. Oh, Jack, I wish I could see your voice, your beautiful, beautiful face.
Just classic.
It is a Witch Wednesday. Thank you to Jason and his team bringing by some lunch today to the ESPN Louisville studios. It's a Witch Wednesday. Carry out, curbside delivery. They got you covered. The two locations, one on Hurstbourne, the other the Brownsboro Crossing location. We've been telling you about that new menu, newish menu. Now, it's been a few weeks. The favorites such as the Cali Club, Wicked, the Italian Grinder, and much more. You can order online today, witchwitch.com or the Witch app, Witch Superior Sandwiches. How is your stomach feeling for tonight's festivities, Jack?
I am hungry at the moment.
Okay, there we go. Yes. So you got a hangry, Jack Grossman.
Yes!
There we go. I mean, Nick ate an Italian grinder today.
Yeah, I don't know why he did that. I have no clue why he did that.
I mean, he walked in eating a loaf of bread and then had a sandwich at lunch.
I have had like 2 bites of bread. That's all I've eaten today.
That's all you've had. So
that is all I've eaten today.
He's going to the stomach expansion, and you're saying make me as hungry as humanly possible at 7:30 tonight.
That is absolutely what I'm doing.
Oh man, you got to be in bad shape then.
Yeah,
be in bad shape. By the way, the Reds are being one hit today. Funny as that is,
DeGrom's not even pitching.
No, yeah, there you go. Look at that, some baseball talk. How about that?
I love it.
Texas says, Jack, just admit you're not sick. It's nerves. You're nervous for tonight. Really?
I don't. There's pressure, for sure. Right?
Wait, you're feeling pressure tonight.
A little bit.
Put that up at ESPN 680. Should Jack Grossman feel pressure about tonight's hot dog eating contest? Tag yourself, tag the bats, and everybody else. There you go. They'll keep you busy. But we're going to get to Jim Phillips here in a second. Okay, so a myriad of things today. The guys are down there, over there in Charlotte. ACC coverage is presented by Gate One Tailgate and Music Club, GE Appliances, MakeItAtThePark.com, and Body Armor Sports Drink. So I wanted to get to this. We'll do more U of L stuff, the expectation talk. I don't know what it is, and I don't really know what the central thing is. I think Louisville is searching for what to sell. Does that make sense? Like, if Malik is really good, that becomes the pivot. If it's a you know, young players on offense, you have young wide receivers, you have young running backs, guys that we haven't seen very much of. The marketing around Jordan Watkins has started a little bit. You kind of add these things together. Listen, there's a bunch of guys we don't really know that much of on the team. That to me is probably the most interesting thing. But you can't sell that until you know it's good. Right? And I think that will be part of the discussion. Okay, so Jim Phillips today, the new ACC commissioner, he's been on the job for what, 5-6 months? Whatever it is. He was talking about elevating ACC football. Let's hear his comments, and then I have some comments on what I think he meant.
As I've stated since my first day as ACC commissioner, football must be number one priority for us, for all of us. Our schools, the league, ACC Network, our partners, coaches. We've been collaborating for months to ensure that ACC football has the mindset of 24/7, 365. And we're working together to further elevate football in the ACC. We're just getting started. That commitment to football will not be at the expense of our other 26 sponsored sports. You don't have to de-emphasize any sports simply to provide additional resources to others or concentrate on football. For example, ACC basketball, which we all love, has been and will continue to be the paradigm for excellence. And I believe we can be among the nation's elite in every sport we sponsor. A renewed focus and commitment of ACC football will impact many aspects and partnerships for us, including our tremendous television and bowl partners. I'm incredibly pleased with the enhanced level of communication, energy, and focus within our conference specific to our football programs.
As that was ending, Jack, I look at my phone. WHAS has put a video out of Federley winning the hot dog eating contest last year. They're taunting you guys. I'm trying to do serious commentary right now. Do you understand that? I'm trying to do serious commentary. Ken Spencer just put it up. We need to get someone on from over there. I'm ready to feud with Federley today. To hell with you, Federley. Anyway, back to the ACC. Go find it. Ken Spencer's account. Go look at it.
You want me to play it?
No, I don't want you to play it. No, I will not put that propaganda on the air. Absolutely not. So at the beginning there where Jim Phillips is like, I mean, isn't that like he's understanding, yo, I got you on the basketball side. We understand. We ain't gonna, Duke and North Carolina and Louisville and Virginia and, you know, everybody else. Yo, we're good. We want you all to be great at basketball. Settle down for a second, okay? Like, we got you, North Carolina. We got you the triangle. Well, we got you. That is what it's called, isn't it, Jack? North Carolina, is that what it's not called, the triangle? What the hell is a triangle? I know it's Phil Jackson's
Tobacco
offense.
Road.
No, but that is what it's called, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I was making sure. I got nervous there. I got up in the air, and I didn't know if I was sounding stupid or not, more than I usually do. And, dude, I'm like, okay, football's our thing. Like, Jim Phillips is telling you, Yo, we got to get going. Some of these teams got to get going. Listen, consistently putting Boston College having a good team, or Wake Forest or Virginia, specifically those three, who would I be leaving out there, Jack, that we would write off, even though some of these teams, obviously, I mean, Syracuse, those four teams, I mean, these teams have beat Louisville recently. Right, so for me to say that, I'm not dismissing them, but I also don't feel like Duke and Wake Forest and like Boston College, you're going to be able to sell in any way. But hang on just a second, Jack, okay? So hang on. My overall take with this is, if you are interested in growing the ACC, knowing that the basketball is going to be really good, no one's going to stop. Now you could say, "Well, listen, North Carolina and Duke just went cheap. They went to Greg Paul, not Greg Paulus. What's his name? Not Greg Paulus. John Shire. Excuse me, I got my white guards mixed up from Duke lore." Hubert Davis, they went from expensive coaches and Coach K, who's still there for one more year, and Roy Williams, to a guy's making a fraction in the coaching profession of what their predecessors were making. I understand that, but that was on Duke and that was on North Carolina. That wasn't on because they want more top 25 teams on the football side. I like that direction, right? Like, we get ready for the show here today. The dance between Jack and I will be things that I don't have to tell Jack that Jack is just going to get. I don't have to tell you, as Jim Phillips, about the basketball side. It's about elevating the football side. The money is about the football side. And the schools know it. The conferences know it, the TV partners, the media partners know it, the sponsors know it, and Jim Phillips knows it. And who he's talking to, in my opinion, is not Duke and Wake Forest. Again, Wake Forest recently has beat Louisville a couple years ago. Okay, Syracuse and Dino Babers covering the spread, covering the over a couple years ago against Bobby Petrino. That's my guy, and they're terrible. But he's talking to NC State, Florida State, UNC, Miami. Grossman, I got to be honest, I meant to go back to Virginia Tech the last 5 years, Louisville the last 5 years, and that it's on those specific teams. I do believe there's five or six teams, and yes, I need to. I didn't look up the numbers, but throw Virginia Tech in. That Louisville, NC State, Florida State, North Carolina, Miami. Obviously, I'm not putting... Listen, I'm putting Louisville in the same category as Miami of they've had success as a football program. And when Louisville, and some during the Lamar Jackson era, when Louisville was brought into the ACC, it wasn't only the basketball. It was what Charlie Strong there had done on the foot, and others, obviously, on the football side. But the last 5 years, NC State averages, the last 5 years, 2016 to last year, they're a 7-5 football team. Florida State, the last 5 years, is a 6-6 football team. North Carolina, the last 5 years, is a 5-7 football team. Miami, the last 5 years, is an 8-4 football team. And Louisville, the last 5 years, is a 6-6 football team. In Virginia Tech, I would imagine, Crean, if you could, well, I'm not going to ask you to do that. It's too much on the fly. I would imagine over the last 5 years, what would you say Virginia Tech is? About 6 or 7 wins-ish?
Roughly.
Right? I mean, that's fair, right? I mean, they're not 8. They're not averaging 8-4, whatever it may be, over the last 5 years. I mean, they've had to change coaches, and Beamer, you know, was going down towards the end there. So they would be in this same category. Virginia Tech used to be this badass atmosphere. You couldn't go there. Big time games. Louisville has made big time games. Louisville's brought into the ACC. Louisville and Kentucky fans, I know, would wag their finger at this and say, "You're not who you think you are." That's what Strebel will say next week, I'm sure, when we rehash some of this.
Virginia Tech, by the way, last 5 years, 10-4, 9-4, 6-7, 8-5, 5-6.
So that's they might be closer to eight wins. They might be closer
the,
to
the two previous years before that. They were 7-6 both years.
Yeah, yeah. Like NC State averages out to be 7.5-5, right? Miami 8-4.6. If the you know if we're being real with the numbers, but you know sometimes there's bowl years, and then last year was crazy with cancellations and everything else. And so to me, like these are the six schools for me. That it with listen, Louisville's got some ways to go. Okay, like Florida State, they got some ways to go. They're recruiting well. Like I understand that. I'm not. I'm just putting these teams in a pile that they need to be respectable teams. They need to be teams that more years than not you're getting. You know, you can get eight wins from. What I'm saying is the middle class of the ACC. Needs to be, however that hierarchy stands, it needs to be stronger. That's what makes the SEC. Of course, the SEC, it's never going to be a true analogy. But you know at the very top, you're going to have a couple teams that are at the very top. But that next cut, so after Clemson in the ACC, that next cut has to mean something. Right? It doesn't mean every time Miami has a big time game that we have to say the U is back. I'm not saying that. And listen, I mean, NC State, I don't know who they have coming back, but that quarterback stunk last year who played against Kentucky. He absolutely stunk. That's what I think.
This is where Street Blast come in and say, oh, but the Kentucky defense is that good.
Well,
they made him look bad.
That would be the case, but I found it interesting today, and I thought Jim Phillips, I know it's coming off a COVID year. I know it's coming off a year where there's been a lot of stuff. You had social unrest. You had racial unrest. You had COVID. You've had postponements and cancellations, and people lost their jobs, and you're a new commissioner. Yourself, but and so you have to fight through those things, name, image, and likeness, reworking, retooling the NCAA. You want to get your accomplishments out there that he did, but to me, it took him 20 minutes. But Jim Phillips saying, we got to be all about football 24/7. And they could start with how they do media days. That would be my opinion. I'll let Ennis and Diener get into that. But Florida State, I mean, there's no middle class. The middle class is not strong right now. Yes, they need somebody to become a big power that can go up there and that can battle with Clemson, like Georgia and Alabama, like a Florida at times, Auburn at times, in those sorts of things. I mean, if you remember in 2017 when I was doing this, I was just laughing. That big year, Miami, remember that? Miami 2017, they lost 38-3 in the ACC championship game, and then they got smoked in the Rose Bowl too. Or the Orange Bowl as well. So growing that middle class, and I'm not even putting Louisville in that category, but I'm not putting them in the category of Duke. Sorry. Sorry, Kentucky haters. I'm not. Sorry, BBN. I'm not putting them there with Wake Forest. And I'm not saying they're going to do the next few years what Florida State could do or what Mac Brown could do this year. Like, listen, last year Mac Brown was 8-4. Like, okay. I mean, okay. Okay. I mean, that's fine. That's fine. 8-4, 7-6, 2-9, 3-9, 7-6. That's North Carolina. Works. I mean, I know it's new people, the new quarterback, and Mac Brown's there. I understand that. But you know, you big state schools pretty much being 5-7 over the last 5 years. What was that sound, Jack? Hello? What the hell's this?
Oh, that's my music.
What do we have?
Play my music.
Is that Nick Valvano?
By God, that's his music. Indeed it is. Indeed it is. Hi, Andrew. How are you today?
Well, hello. What's going on?
Well, I'm trying.
What happened? I just gave an impassioned ACC breakdown. I just did sports radio right there.
No, that was some good ass sports radio. And
By the way, I was told the crappy NC State quarterback. The crappy NC State quarterback went to, where was it here? Hang on. He went to Middle Tennessee State. By the way, I was at a party there one time. You'll like this, Nick. A buddy of mine, he smoked something.
Uh-oh.
His head was in a freezer. Anyway, continue. Put his head in a freezer for an hour. Anyway,
I'm not sure Newports do that, but...
No. Well, that's not what it is or was. Go ahead. What do you have to say? Now what?
All right. Speaking of Middle Tennessee State, your boy threw the best hip check of his college career there. I'm just saying, I'm not sure that guy has gotten up since.
I don't think it's MTSU anymore. I think it's just... I think they dropped the state.
Yeah, you know what? I think
Middle
you're right.
Middle Tennessee. It's but MTU. I'm not sure. I think it's MSU now. Or, no. MTU is at MTU.
One of the consonants went out.
Tennessee University. I think that's it, MTU. Anyway.
All right. So I don't know how I feel about this, but Jack and Phil got me and showed me a little video.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so what's happening? There's a guy from WHAS. His name is, was it Joseph Federley?
Yeah.
He kind of looks like your like cousin, maybe?
Yeah, no, no. He kind of looks like if you threw myself and Josh from Drake and Josh into a blender and added like 3 inches. That would be, put that on the mixtape. That's kind of what he looks like. And look, I love Joey Feds. He really is a legitimately nice guy. But, I mean... Kent, I know Kent's a company man. And he's doing the right thing and showing this video of his fellow WHAS competitor winning the thing. But I mean, come on! If you look at the video, a bun falls out of the man's mouth at the end there, and not to Joey Feds' credit, at the beginning of the video, he's trying to correct everybody. He's eating 2 hot dogs. The relief pitcher in the background
has had 4, and he's holding up 2 fingers.
Throwing up numbers. I mean, he's using it as a suggestion, and I'm on the pitcher's side.
Hang on, he's got a game. We have Cam Teague. Are you going to be around Nick at the station here at like 4:15? We could carry on this conversation
because I don't want to
dive too much into this conversation. And, you know, Cam Teague is in Charlotte. Like, he might have something going on.
No,
like,
there's actual sports radio going on. And I was simmering
on
this.
I gave an impassioned NC State is 7-5 over the last 5 years. And I'm not even being called Cardinal Sweeney. I'm just saying the Louisville needs to get their ass going like NC State does. Like Florida State does. Like, I keep hearing about North Carolina can do this or that. They're 5-7 in the last 5 damn years. Let's go. That's what Jim Phillips is saying today, and I appreciate it. I understand you got Tobacco Road. I also appreciate that you need to get some of these football guys going. Like, let's go. Let's go. Let's get some damn wins here. Anyway, yeah, because then I went to Crean. He wasn't there, and you know he's ready to talk at any time. Like, literally at any time.
That's
like
our boy.
He's ready to go.
That's our boy.
Damn
right.
By the way, your Mets just absolutely just pimp-walked the Reds here.
Yeah, no, and Jack is a Cubs fan is loving it. It's sort of like
1-5 of the Reds. Great.
It's sort of like that meme. Of you know the muscle arms coming together, and it's like Mets fans, like Cubs fans, and it's like beating the crap out of the Reds.
But here's
like,
what I want you to do. We're gonna take a break. We're gonna have Cam Teague from the CJ on, okay?
Yes.
After the break, or on the back end of that segment, we will come to you. Do you have Kent Taylor's or Kent Spencer's number?
I do.
Do you have Kent Spencer's number? Well, we need to find out if Federley's gonna be there because I don't think he is.
No, he's not on the betting line.
He's not one of the listed
competitors. Now, it would be amazing.
If he showed up like
Hollywood Hogan and just came in as like a heel champion, oh my God, that would be, I would tip my hat to him.
We need to find out if Federley knows he's being trashed on the radio station all week.
He's such a nice guy. I really do feel kind of bad for him.
Nick, no, get Nick out of here.
No,
get Nick out of here. If you do this segment, you either got to be mean and you can't do that, or you got to be Nick in the Boot so you can be mean. If you have to transform who you are to be mean, then that's what we're going to have to do. None of this. He's a nice guy. He cheated you out of a championship last year.
Deal. All right. I'll go in the back and I'll cover myself and
thank
gabagool.
Thank you. Do journalism. Thank you. Do some journalism. And why do I have on my Twitter right now trending Fauci lied, people died? I mean, what are we doing here? Is that you, Jack? Did you do that?
No, it was not me.
Did you change my algorithm? I gave sports radio for 10 minutes about the middle of the ACC needing to be better. Let's take a break. 437-968. I'm being crushed. That's fine. I'm being crushed. Got no problem with it. Let's take a break. Cam Teague next.